ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो टू द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन चैप्टर 9 answers by citing the Lord's version. Part 8, purport to the four nutshell seed verses continued. Episode 4. Rite artang yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani tad vidyad atmano mayang yatha bhaso yatha tamaha. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. In the previous verse, it has already been concluded that in any stage of the cosmic manifestation, whether its appearance, sustenance, or its growth, its interactions of different energies, its deterioration and its disappearance, all of it has its basic relation with the existence of the personality of Godhead. And as such, whenever there is forgetfulness of this prime relation with the Lord, and whenever things are accepted as real without being related to the Lord, then that conception is called a product of the illusory energy of the Lord. And because nothing can exist without the Lord, it should be known that the illusory energy is also an energy of the Lord. The right conclusion of dovetailing everything in relationship with the Lord is called Yoga Maya, or the energy of union. And the wrong conception of detaching a thing from its relationship with the Lord is called the Lord's Daivi Maya or Maha Maya. Both the Mayas also have connections with the Lord, because nothing can exist without its being related to Krishna. As such, the wrong conception of detaching relationships from the Lord is not false but illusory. Misconceiving one thing for another is called illusion. For example, accepting a rope as a snake is illusion, but the rope itself is not false. The rope, as it exists in the front of the illusion person, is not at all false, but the acceptance of the rope as a snake, that is illusory. Therefore, the wrong conception of accepting this material manifestation as being divorced from the energy of the Lord is illusion, but it is not false. And this illusory conception is called the reflection of the reality in the darkness of ignorance. Anything which appears as apparently not being produced out of Krishna's energy is called Maya. So the conception that the living entity is formless or that the Supreme Lord is formless is also illusion. Natu evahum jatu nasam natvam neme janadhipaha nachaiva na bhavishyama sarve vayam atah param. It was said by Krishna in the midst of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that the warrior standing in front of Arjuna, Arjuna himself, and even Lord Krishna, had all existed before, just as they were existing on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and they would all continue to be individual personalities in the future also, even after the annihilation of the present body, and even after being liberated from the bondage of material existence. So, in all circumstances, the Lord and the living entities are individual personalities, and the personal features of both the Lord and the living beings are never to be abolished. Only the influence of the illusory energy, or the reflection of light in the darkness, can be removed by the mercy of the Lord. In the material world, the light of the sun is also not independent, nor is that of the moon. The real source of light is the Brahma Jyoti, which diffuses light from the transcendental body of Krishna, and that same light is reflected in varieties of light, such as the light of the sun, the light of the moon, the light of fire, or the light of electricity. And so the identity of the self as being unconnected with the Supreme Self, or the Lord, is also illusion. And the false claim that I am the Supreme is the last illusory snare of that same Maya, or external energy of the Lord. In the very beginning, the Vedanta Sutra affirms, Janmadi asya yataha. Everything is born from the Supreme, and thus, as explained in the previous Chatushloki verse, all individual living entities are born from the energy of the Supreme Living Being, the Personality of Godhead. Brahma himself was born from the energy of the Lord, and all other living entities are born from the energy of the Lord through the agency of Brahmaji. For none of them has any existence without being dovetailed with the Supreme Lord. The independence of the individual living entity is not real independence, but is just the reflection of the real independence existing in the Supreme Being, Lord Krishna. And so the false claim of supreme independence by the conditioned souls is illusion. And this conclusion is admitted in this second Chatushloki verse. Persons with a poor fund of knowledge become illusioned, and therefore the so-called scientists, physiologists, empiric philosophers, etc., become dazzled by the glaring reflection of the sun, moon, electricity, etc., and they deny the existence of the Supreme Lord, putting forward theories and different speculations about the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of everything material. The medical practitioner may deny the existence of the soul in the physiological bodily construction of an individual person, but the medical practitioner cannot give life to a dead body, even though all the mechanisms of the body exist even after death. The psychologist makes a serious study of the physiological conditions of the brain, as if the construction of the cerebral lump were the machine of the functioning mind. But in the dead body, the psychologist cannot bring back the function of the mind. These scientific studies of the cosmic manifestation, or the bodily construction, independent of the Supreme Lord, are different reflective intellectual gymnastics only. But at the end of the day, they are illusion and nothing more. All such advancement of science and knowledge in the present context of material civilization is but an action of the covering influence of the illusory energy. The illusory energy has two phases of existence, namely the avarana atmika, or covering influence, and the prakshepa atmika, or throwing influence. By the throwing influence, the illusory energy throws the living entities into the darkness of ignorance, and by the covering influence, she covers the eyes of men with a poor fund of knowledge about the existence of the Supreme Person, who enlightened the Supreme Individual Living Being, Lord Brahma. The identity of Brahmaji with the Supreme Lord is never claimed herein, and therefore such a foolish claim by the man with a poor fund of knowledge is yet another display of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. In the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Ahankaram balam darpam kamam krodham cha sanshritaha mam atma para deheshu prad vishanto abhyasuyaka tan ahang dvishata kruran sansareshu naradaman kshipami ajasram ashubhan asuishu eva yonishu asurin yonam apana mudha janmani janmani mam apropyaiva kaunteya tato yanti adamang gatim. The demoniac persons who deny the existence of the Lord are thrown more and more into the darkness of ignorance, and thus such demoniac persons transmigrate life after life without any knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, the man who is sane is enlightened in the disciplic succession from Brahmaji, who was personally instructed by the Lord, or in the disciplic succession from Arjuna, who was personally instructed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita. The following statement of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita is accepted by Arjuna. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Krishna is the original source of all emanations, and everything that is created, maintained and annihilated exists by the energy of Krishna. The same man who knows this is actually learned and therefore becomes a pure devotee of the Lord, engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Although the reflectory energy of the Lord displays various illusions to the eyes of persons with a poor fund of knowledge, the sane person knows clearly that the Lord can act even from far, far beyond our vision by His different energies, just as fire can diffuse heat and light from a distant place. In the medical science of the ancient sages, known as the Ayurveda, there is definite acceptance of the Lord's supremacy in the following words. Jagad yonair anichasya chid anandaika rupinaha pumsosti prakritir nitya pratichayeva vasvata achetanapi chaitanya yogena paramatmanaha akarod vishvam akilam anityam nataka kritim. There is one supreme person who is the progenitor of this cosmic manifestation, and whose energy acts as prakriti, or the material nature, dazzling like a reflection. And by such illusory action of prakriti, even dead matter is caused to move by the cooperation of living energy of the Lord. And so the material world appears like a dramatic performance to the ignorant eyes. The ignorant person, therefore, may even be a scientist or physiologist in the drama of prakriti, while the same person knows prakriti as the illusory energy of the Lord. By such a conclusion, as confirmed in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is clear that the living entities are also a display of the Lord's superior energy, para prakriti, just as the material world is a display of the Lord's inferior energy, a para prakriti. The superior energy of the Lord cannot be as good as the Lord, although there is very little difference between the energy and the possessor of the energy, or the fire and the heat. Fire is possessed of heat, but heat is not fire. This simple thing is not understood by the man with a poor fund of knowledge who falsely claims that fire and heat are the same. The energy of the fire, namely heat, is explained here in this verse as a reflection and not directly the fire. Therefore, the living energy represented by the living entities is the reflection of the Lord and never the Lord Himself. Being the reflection of the Lord, the existence of the living entity is dependent on the Supreme Lord, who is the original light. This material energy may be compared to darkness, as actually it is darkness, and the activities of the living entities in the darkness are reflections of the original light. And so, the Supreme Lord should be understood by the context of the second verse of the Chatushloki. Non-dependence of both the energies of the Lord is explained as maya or illusion. No one can make a solution of the darkness of ignorance simply by the reflection of light. Similarly, no one can come out of material existence simply by the reflected light of the common man. One has to receive the light from the original light itself, for the reflection of sunlight in the darkness is unable to drive out the darkness, but the sunlight outside the reflection can drive out the darkness completely. Just as in darkness, no one can see the things in a room. Therefore, a person in the dark is afraid of snakes and scorpions, although there may not be such things at all. But in the light, the things in the room can be clearly seen, and so the fear of snakes and scorpions is at once removed. Therefore, one has to take shelter of the light of the Lord, as in Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, and not the reflective personalities who have no touch with the Lord. No one should hear Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam from a person who does not believe in the existence of the Lord. Such a person is already doomed, and any association with such a doomed person makes the associator also doomed. According to the Padma Purana, within the material compass, there are innumerable material universes, and all of them are full of darkness. Any living being, beginning from Lord Brahma, and there are innumerable Brahmas in innumerable universes, down to the insignificant ant, are all born in darkness, and they require factual light from the Lord to see the Lord directly, just as the sun can be seen only by the direct light of the sun itself. No lamp or man-made torchlight, however powerful it may be, can help one see the sun, for the sun reveals itself. Therefore, the action of different energies of the Lord, or the personality of Godhead Himself, can be realized by the light manifested by the causeless mercy of the Lord. The impersonalists say that God cannot be seen, but God can be seen by the light of God and not by any man-made speculations. So here in this second Chatushloki verse, this light is specifically mentioned as Vidyat, which is an order by the Lord to Brahmaji. And this direct order of the Lord is a manifestation of the Lord's internal spiritual energy. And this particular energy is the very means of seeing the Lord face to face. And not only Brahmaji, but anyone who may be graced by the Lord to see such merciful, direct internal energy can also realize the personality of Godhead without any mental speculation. Recorded February 23, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibhi Kalavasani Krithau Nidra Hara Vihara Kadi Vijatau Chatyanta Dina Shayau Radha Krishna Guna Smritir Madhurima Nandena Samohitao Vande Rupa Sanatanao Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Nativi Kalavasani Krithau Nidra Haravi Harakadi Vijitao Chatyanta Dinao Shayao Radha Krishna Guna Smrite Madhurima Nandena Samohito Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalakao Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yagao Sri Jiva Gopalako Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Yashomati Nandana Braja Varanagara Gokula Ranjana Thana Gopi Purana Dhana Madana Manohara Kaliya Damana Vidhana Amala Harina Amiya Vilasa Amala Harina Amiya Vilasa Vipina Purandara Navina Gara Bora Bangi Badana Suvasa Bra ಗಜ ಜನ ಪಾವನ ಸುರ ಕುಲ ನಾಶನ ನಂದ ಗೋಧನ ರಕುವಾಲ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಮಾಧವ ನವನಿತ ಚಕ್ಕರ ಸುಂದರ ನಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಯಮುನ ತತ್ತ ಚರ ಗೋಪಿ ಬಸನ ಹರ ರಾಸರ ಸಿಕ್ಕ ಕೃಪಾ ಮೋಯ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಬೃಂದಾವನ ನಟ ಬರ ಪಕ್ಕಿರಿ ನೌರಾಶ್ರಾಯ ಅಮಲ ಹರಿ ನಾಮ ಅಮಿ ಅಭಿಲಾಷ ಅಮಲ ಹರಿ ನಾಮ ಅಮಿ ಅಭಿಲಾಷ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ